Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. So stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. So stay with me. Lift my heart to thee. You are my victory. I can't imagine life without you. So stay with me. Oh Lord, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. How can I live? How can
I'm broken.
Please don't.
You can stay as long as you like. Keep me company as long as you like. Your will is my command. Whatever you need from me, God, I give it up to you. You ain't got to ask for it no more. I say yes. Somebody just open up your mouth and tell them for somebody that he can find that's in the right posture that will make heaven move on their behalf. I need somebody. I know we're recording, but I need you to get up out of your seat. If you gotta walk around, you walk around. But I need you to open up your mouth and begin to pull on God tonight. Get in the right posture. Get in the right posture. Somebody needs to be at the altar. Somebody needs to be at the altar. You gotta understand is every time you open up your mouth and worship, worship is an automatic, it is an automatic a signal to the angels to do whatever it is that God has instructed them to do on your behalf. I wonder if there's somebody out here who will signal the angels tonight.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, what a beautiful song by Jalen Carr, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. You better give God some praise for that powerful woman of God. What a great song. Stay with me. Stay with me. Yes, yes. This is straight to the point. Yes, yes. What a powerful, powerful song, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. What a great day. It's another Monday, guys. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise again in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Yes, yes. You better get excited, folks. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Confidence, Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight is Evangelist Jackie May. She'll be coming up shortly after some quick announcements in Jesus' name. We got to let you know where we at here. I love it. Amen. And we trust you had a great day today, having a great day. Woke up ready for another day, another week as well. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. Most of us have been on our phone or on the internet all day for different reasons, right? Throughout the day, you need to tweet out that number, 347-843-4559. I know when Evangelist Jackie Mays come on, somebody going to get blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Come on now. Yeah. Put that number out there. Amen. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. Lock that in because we have Straight to the Point every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. So we thank God for Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson today as well. God bless her no matter where she's at. Bless the woman of God for us being with her tonight. Yeah. All right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Straight to the Point Network. Our host tonight is Evangelist Jackie Mays, and we're going to go right to it. Let's go and open up the mic. I believe Evangelist is ready to go. Evangelist, welcome. Straight to the Point tonight.
God bless you all on tonight. We thank God for this day, my God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it and be glad. My God, what an awesome, awesome God we serve. My God, what a mighty God we serve. What a great Father. What an amazing Master that we have, the ruler of everything. My God, he is so worthy. So worthy to be praised, and we honor him tonight. We reverence the Holy Spirit on tonight. Amen. We relinquish ourselves. We give up our rights, and we let him come in and have his own way tonight. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all of you that have joined tonight. We thank you so much. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, for showing up. Amen. How many know that you got to show up in order to get something that you never had before? You got to show up. Amen. So we're showing up tonight, and we're just humbling ourselves and just giving ourselves over to God that he may get all the glory, that he may receive all the glory. Amen. We thank God tonight for Jacqueline Carr. My God, can y'all give it up for this young lady, powerhouse, Jacqueline Carr, stay with me, my Lord. That girl, woo, that girl can sing now. You hear me? You know, and I was thinking while she was singing, stay with me. Listen, I can't even imagine my life without God. I don't even want to imagine my life without God. What would that look like? What must that be like? Oh, my God. Stay with me. What a powerful word. What powerful lyrics. She's to be a visitor. But I want you to come and stay with me. In other words, you don't have to leave. This is your house. You are welcome here. You can unpack and stay here. You don't have to leave. My God, that is so powerful. Amen. And I know we don't even want to even think about what our lives could look like and what they would be like if we did not have God, if we did not have our Heavenly Father. I don't even want to think about it. I know you don't, but we thank God for such a powerful, powerful song tonight, and I do give homage unto the young lady, Jacqueline Carr, one of my favorite artists amongst many others, but this is one of my favorites as well. And we just want to thank God. Before we get started, I want to thank God for Dr. Henderson, the visionary of this particular broadcast, Straight to the Point. Amen. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, or maybe it's been a long time and you haven't joined us, let me just tell you and remind you of what Straight to the Point is. It is a prophetic broadcast that deals with the real issues that gets straight to the point, just like it says, straight to the point. That's led by the Holy Spirit. You know, we don't know, you know, what the viewers or what the listeners need, but the Spirit of the living God knows everything. And so we're so happy to be on this platform of Straight to the Point. Amen. We thank God for Dr. Henderson. We also want to thank God for Dr. Bond, Me and Let's Talk Network, that makes it happen week after week after week. Amen. We thank God for you, sir, for being so prompt, so always professional, looking out for us and taking care of everything behind the scenes. We want to bless God for him as well. And we want to not forget you. We want to thank God for all of the listeners. You're the reason that we come every Monday night at 8 o'clock to come and to minister unto you, because we know that you're there and you're listening. to see what it is that the Spirit of the living God is saying unto us as the body of Christ, as his children. And so we thank God for you as well. I'm not going to be before you long tonight at all. I promise you I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to quit it tonight, as Dr. Henderson says. I'm going to just, you know, real quick, just want to share a few things with you tonight, contingent in trajectory of the song that was played for the Lord, and just crying out unto God and humbling ourselves before the mighty hand of God. How many of you know that humility is a great thing to have? It is so powerful, yet so many people are arrogant and prideful because they think that's where it's at. But humility, being able to humble yourself and become broken before the Lord, is one of the greatest postures and positions that you can have to receive of the Lord. The Bible says that God resists the proud. He resists the proud. He don't like that. And so he loves humility. He embraces it. And every now and then, from time to time, you know, I don't know about you, but we have to go to the potter's house, and we got to get on the wheel, and we got to allow God to do some things in us, to work some stuff out in us, so that we may be able to receive him and be in a better position that he can use us, and we can become a suitable vessel that he would be proud to put his name on, to say, that's my child, that's my beloved son, my beloved daughter, who I'm well pleased with. But there is some processes that we have to go through. Come on. We got to go through some things to break down our own will, to break down our own self dependency. You know, God did not make us to depend upon ourselves, but to rely upon him. So every now and then, we got to take that walk, and we got to get down on that altar, and we got to work on ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to work on us, to get us to the place that we need to be. Hallelujah. So God can grow us, mature us, and make us greater. Amen. And so really quick, if you have your Bible, run to Psalm 51, and let's start with 10. 51:10, Psalm 10, Psalm 51, 10 and 11, we're going to cover those two. And it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we come to you tonight, and we humble ourselves before your mighty hand. Lord, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, God, for your divine word tonight to speak unto us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every listener, God, as we prepare thee the word of the living God. Father, we thank you that this word falls on good ground, and it will produce and multiply and increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so again, we want to be able to be in a right standing with God so that God can do something with us. You know, you don't want to be stubborn or so hard-hearted where God can't penetrate to relate to you and communicate with you. And if you are, no problem. It's okay. That may be where you're at today. It's okay, but God's got a way of breaking that down, which is not a bad thing. It doesn't feel good, but it's a real good thing for us. When God breaks us and brings us to a state of humility, that is a great place to be, because once you make it through that process, amen, and you see yourself and you know yourself, nobody knows you better than you, other than God and the Holy Spirit. But nobody knows you better than you. You know, once you're broken, once you come to a place of humility, you like yourself better. If you be honest, y'all be honest now, you like your broken self better than you do that haughty, arrogant one that's trying to protect so much, you know, and that's a whole nother subject. But we have to allow the Holy Spirit to break us and to bring us before the Lord as a living sacrifice, worthy unto him. And so when we come before the Lord and God breaks us like that out of our own will, see, the whole purpose get to a place of obedience unto the will of the Father for your life. Because he said, we're not our own. We are bought with a price. Amen. He already has a plan for our life. He said, listen, before I formed you in your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. I knew you. So in other words, I already had a plan for you. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plan that I have for you. It is not evil. So sometimes we want to bypass his plan for us, and we want to come up with our own agenda, our own plan, our own pathway. And God said, that's not what I have for you. I know it don't look like nothing good is coming forth soon. But listen, if you will get obedient, and if you will get on the altar, and you will allow me to break you, I can bring some great things up out of you. Because God didn't make me just tell you that. God made everything he made with value and great value. He said when he created things, he said everything that I made, it was good and very good. And he has not changed his mind about you. Amen. You're still good, but he got to crack some stuff up off of you. Got to crack that outside shell, that hard shell, so he can get down to the goodness of you. Get to the real part of you that glorifies him and that mirrors and reflects who he is. Amen. And so we have to get on that altar and allow him to break us and to humble us and to bring us to a place where we can truly say, not my will, but thine will be done. And that calls for some dying out unto your flesh, dying out to your own will. You know, we're no greater than our master. Jesus had to do it. Amen. Jesus had to do it. It wasn't easy for him either, but he did it. And he says, listen, I want you to be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. And he said, I made you in my image and in my likeness. So you too can do this. This is not too hard for us to do. This is just a decision that we make that I'm going to be what God wants me to be. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to work on me and do whatever he needs to do to get me to the place why he created me in the first place. Because I didn't come here to do my own thing. I didn't come here to disregard my maker. I came here to bring respect and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so humility will cause you to cry out for mercy when you know that you've been in a punishment, but you're crying out, God, have mercy on me, which lets me know you have come to a place to recognize that you were wrong, that you have sinned, that you have messed up. You're in need of repentance. You're in need of mercy. And I'm telling you, saints of God, it's going to take some crying out unto God for mercy. Because if God don't have mercy and don't give grace upon us, and we get what we duly deserve for what we have done, I don't know where we would be. And so if you're willing to be obedient and you really want to please the Father, you really want to hear the words, well done, thy good and faithful, someday come on in, take in my house. If you really love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and body, then you will go through the process. You'll go through the process, and you'll go through it with a great attitude, knowing the outcome is for your good. You know, and I know that there's afflictions and things that we suffer and that we go along with that don't feel good. But it is good for us. He said, all of these things are working together for your good. And the Bible says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, my God. So it's a good thing to be broken. The very thing that we fight so much is the very thing that we need, is that brokenness, so that God can shine through our life. So God can shine through our life. I remember when Jesus was upon that, cried out, he said, Father, Father. And Jesus had to separate himself from him for a moment because of the sin and because of the darkness and because of the evil that Jesus was passing through for us. His own father said, I can't even stand to look at my own son. And he separated from moment, Jesus cried out, "Why have you forsaken me?" He didn't forsake him. He just moved away where he felt alone. He felt abandoned. He felt separated. That's not a good feeling. Many of us have it naturally or spiritually, family members, children, spouses, where you feel the rejection. You feel the abandonment. Not a good feeling. It also happens in the spirit realm. When you have went on and on and on and on doing your own thing, disregarding God, disregarding his direction for your life, walking in sin, walking in darkness, and won't repent, won't turn from your wicked, evil ways. You're separated from the Holy Spirit. That's why David was a smart person. David knew when he messed up, he said, if I cry out sincerely from my brokenness, if I cry out unto God for mercy, he will heal me and he will honor that. And so in a broken place, nobody likes how it feels. It feels sorrowful. It feels alone. Type of a place. But if you go through the process of that brokenness on the other side, my God, the victory that you gain, the strength and the maturity and the power that you gain when you walk in humility, when you can humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and allow God to have free reign in your life, allow God to lead your life. Give up all of your rights and turn it over unto God and let him know, this is not easy, God. But listen, not my will, thine will be done. And you'll find out that God has a great plan for your life. Things that you didn't know because you didn't know the outcome. You didn't know what the plan of God was. Not the whole picture. You didn't want to go that route because it didn't look so pretty. It don't bring no attention to me. Nobody's clapping for me. Nobody's patting me on the back. But Jesus said, I didn't make a reputation for myself, but it is my Father in heaven. And so we're not here to be glorified. We're not here to be the one on display, but it's all about him. And so I want to encourage somebody tonight. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed in your moments of brokenness. That is one of the greatest places that you can be. The Bible says that he is nigh them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. How much better can that be? He said, I'm nigh you. Nigh means close, real close. So when you think you're going through the worst times in your life, you think you're going through the worst battles of your life, and it just seems like ain't nobody there. I'm all by myself. Better double check, because the Bible says that he's close to you then. He's closest to you then than any other time. Why? Because he knows that you are going through procedures, cutting your wings and getting rid of. And so he's right there to replace it with good things and to mend you back together and to heal you. Good God Almighty, what a God. He thought of everything. Thought of everything. And so, thanks to God, we can make it through every storm, every battle, everything you have to face. You best know today, you ain't facing it alone. You ain't going through them valleys by yourself. Hallelujah, glory to God. Our God said, I never leave you, girl. I never leave you, man. I'm with you always. Even when you don't think I'm there, even when you can't feel me, even when you can't trace me, I am there, and I'm close to you ever since. Amen. God bless you. That is the word that I have for you tonight. Hold on. You're closer than you ever been, and embrace every bit of the process of brokenness. Because God is right there by your side. Amen. God bless you. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. We're going to open up these lines and see what God has got to do for you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, that's her voice. She's on Straight to the Point tonight. We're excited about you guys being with us. I told you guys y'all going to get blessed tonight with Evangelist Bring the Word, ladies and gentlemen. God got every angle covered, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand, he loves you so much, he's going to make sure that you get to know him and be with him forever. But there is a process, though. There is a process.
Amen.
God bless you. What a powerful word tonight, Evangelist. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, just joining us at this straight to the point, we're going to open up the lines. And Evangelist Mays, I know Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick, they're just hopping off their seats over there. Brother Hembrick, how you doing, brother?
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a wonderful, powerful message that was tonight. I just like that. That song 51 is also one of my favorite songs. I will bless the Lord. Create me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. You know, God is good. God is good, and it's so worthy to be praised. And we got to keep holding on. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We are God's soldiers. We gotta make sure that we stand on the battlefield. We gotta make sure that we stand tall. We gotta make sure that we lift up the bloodstained banner and give God the glory. Because we have to hold on. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter where we go, we got to hold on. We got to stand up for the name of Jesus. We got to shout it. We got to shout it down. We got to shout it in. We got to shout it out. We got to let the people, we got to let the world know that we walk with Jesus, and we exercise in faith. We got to let the world know that we're walking with Jesus and we're exercising our faith in Jesus' precious name that I pray. I thank the Lord tonight. I'm just so happy tonight to be able to be on the line tonight. It's just such a pleasure to be here. You know, this is, I always say, this is a powerful, straight to the point. Every Monday night is always something different. Every Monday night, we always have something different to give to God's children. You know, always a powerful word, a straight to the point word. You know, God is just so good. And I just thank God tonight, and I ask you to just continue to pray for me and my wife tonight, that God will keep to continue to use us. And that we won't let the devil get in our way, that we stand tall and lift up our bloodstained banner in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Elder and Prophetess Hembrick. We thank God for you. And we just want to encourage you to hold on and to keep going forward in the things of God. You know, I'm often reminded by something that First Lady Michelle Obama said, when they go high, we go low.
Yeah.
You know, so the way to our growth and our elevation is to go low. Amen.
Yeah.
So we humble and we keep allowing God to break us. God would take us and elevate us and exalt us in ways that we could have never imagined. So I would encourage you and your wife to continue doing what you're doing for God, and be humble and walking in humility, and watch God just continue to elevate you higher
Amen.
And higher and exalt you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as well.
Amen, Evangelist and Brother Hembrick. God bless you. We are praying for you each and every week, each and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. We open up the line. And Evangelist, I know Sister Sarah, she probably just tore her house up there, just all excited and the Holy Ghost over here too as well. So we're going to bring in Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you're on with Evangelist.
I am on here just thanking the Lord and praising the Lord. I am on here. I'm thankful. I missed last week, but I thank the Lord I'm here this week. And I thank the Lord for another, just another day that the Lord has brought me. And I'm thankful to everybody on the line.
Amen. We're thankful for you. We thank God for you.
When it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And that is so beautiful. I mean, that's the prayer that it will stick with you, creating me a clean heart. I love it. Thank you, woman of God. I thank the Lord for you, because you always, the Lord always gives you a right on time word to share with everyone.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. You are so welcome. And just stay with the Lord. Whatever you do, don't move away from God. Stay with God and hold on. Hold on. Even when the winds blow, don't let go of God. Amen. God bless you.
I needed that. Thank you so much, woman of God. God bless you, and I love everyone.
Amen. Amen. Powerful, powerful time. Evangelist, you know, you mentioned something, ladies and gentlemen. She mentioned something key. Do not give up, ladies and gentlemen. No matter what's going on, you got to do a few things. You may need to lift your hands and praise them. You may need to just shout before the Lord. Whatever you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up. But just start to praise him and thank him. And believe me, your time will come. The things will happen for you. In Jesus' name, ladies and gentlemen, just don't praise him. But don't give up. That's the key word. Do not give up. Evangelist, we know too much now in the word to give up to the Lord Jesus. And plus, there ain't no other way, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other way. And I challenge anybody on the planet. There ain't no other way, Evangelist. Back to you, Evangelist Mays.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank God. We thank God for this broadcast. You know, this broadcast blesses many people all across the world and all across the nations. And, you know, we never know how far the reach is to someone that God wants to speak to, because God will make a way to get to you what you need. He don't care what he got to do. He going to make a way for you to get what you need. So we thank God for this broadcast with such a reach that it has. You know, only God can do that. You know, God, he knows everything. There's nothing hidden from him. He's a good father. He will withhold no good things from you. And so he'll do whatever he needs to do to give to you whatever you need. And that's one thing that I like about this broadcast, because it has the perfect name, Straight to the Point. It don't play around. God gets straight, zeroed in, targeted in on exact needs of what you need. And God does not miss. So grateful to be a part of this platform, to be a part of this fellowship. And it's just such a great opportunity to allow yourself to be used by the Holy Spirit. And that's what we want to do, be in a place and a position where God can use us and where we can be called suitable vessels, honorable vessels, that he can say, I am proud to put my name on this individual, on you, on me. And that's what we want to search for. That's what we want to keep striving for as we work on ourselves. The Bible says to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And so we have to work on ourselves daily. He said, take up your cross daily and follow me. So daily there's some work that you have to do on your own soul. Check your own heart. Allow God to work on us and make us what he needs us to be, that he can use us for his glory. Use us for his glory. So we thank God for yet another day that he saw fit to leave us here on this earth to complete the assignment and the purpose that he created us for. So no matter what somebody may say about you, no matter what they, how they may look at you, the rumors they may spread about you, the lies they may tell on you, don't let that distract you and take you away from your God-given assignment, why God created you. You know, everybody don't understand your assignment, because God didn't discuss it with everybody. He discussed it with you, of what God is doing with you. But don't let that stop you or discourage you, you know, from walking away from what God put your hand to. Be the best you can be for God. The Bible says, in everything you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto God, not being a man pleaser, not being a man pleaser, but do it as unto the Lord. so that God can be pleased with you. So we thank God for you coming and listening. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We bless God for Dr. Henderson. We pray for God to bless her, continue to strengthen her, to increase her, to multiply her in the name of Jesus. We pray for greater anointing. Hallelujah. Greater doors opening for her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for upliftment for her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And so, listen, we're going to be back here again next week on Monday. We are here every Monday on Straight to the Point. You want to be telling your friends, tell your family, come on this line to Straight to the Point where they deal with prophetic issues, real issues, your issues, my issues. God deals directly with what you're dealing with, what you're going through at that moment in that time. And so without further ado, we're not going to hold you. Amen. I want to remind you to forgive and to forgive quickly, to pray and always pray. Don't, and always, always, always remember to read your word. Amen. God bless you. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you've been listening to the voice of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point tonight. And we're going to leave you with an awesome, awesome song, another awesome song from Jacqueline and Carl, ladies and gentlemen. Something big. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening and have a great week in Jesus' mighty name.
About to happen to me. Now all over the world, let's make this happen.
and gentlemen all across the globe, this has been another Anointed Time with Evangelist Jackie Mays on Straight to the Point. Have a great evening, everybody. Take care. Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.